And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here, along with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, right here next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. John Ireland from Rancho Leonero and Baja Z-scape is here talking about a wonderful, wonderful destination that you better get your tail to.
Yeah, that's right.
Soon, because it's not going to be around for a year. Hey, I want to mention a little programming note here. The Mighty 1090 ESPN Radio is an affiliate with ESPN. We will be having the LA Dodgers versus the San Diego Padres today.
Woo!
The game time is like 4:30 or something around that time. But you can hear it right here on the Mightier 1090, and the good part of that is whether you're an L.A. Dodger fan in L.A. or Santa Barbara or wherever, or if you're a San Diego Padre fan in San Diego or Orange County or whatever, you can hear it on the Mightier 1090 on the radio.
Yeah, you're going to be able to hear the Padres take the series today, so that'll be great for
we'll
you.
See. Yeah, we'll see.
You toe the line very well.
But would I like to see the Padres win today? Yes.
I know you
would. For
do.
Sure. Hopefully with Musgrove pitching. Yeah, for sure. So, hey, John Ireland's here. We're having a great time. And we're giving away a phenomenal prize to one lucky caller or texter.
Man, you're not kidding. If you didn't catch the beginning of the show, such a killer prize. One lucky caller or texter. And, again, we determine that with the coin flip that John's going to flip the prize coin at the end of the show, is going to win a brand new pair of Costa Del Mar sunglasses. And, basically, you get a gift certificate. It's good for any pair of glasses on the Costa site, up to $300, which, again, I don't believe there's a pair over that. So basically, it's good for any pair of Costas. And even if there's a little money left over, you can add some accessories to it. You can get yourself a pair of sunglass retainers and
sure.
or a shirt. Yeah, whatever. I mean, they got all kinds of cool stuff there. So a great, great prize for one lucky caller or texter at the end of the show. If you want to get your chance at winning that great prize, or better yet, your chance to talk to John, give us a call, 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. There's one of those phone lines open right now, and there's plenty of time, another full hour to get your text through. Texting's only available on the Let's Talk Hookup app, and make sure you include that contact info when we return in case you're the winner of those pair of Costas.
Yeah, I might add, too, it's kind of like having a $300 shopping spree at CostaSunglasses.com or CostaDelMar.com.
Yeah.
Either one. Because if you don't need a pair of sunglasses, you could buy Costa backpacks, shirts.
Yeah, coolers, dry bags.
Yeah,
they all kinds of cool
all
stuff.
All kinds of stuff. But it's like having a $300 shopping spree.
And they have a lot of very affordable glasses, too. So if you find a pair of shades that's, you know, $150 or $180, you've got a bunch of money left over to buy accessories.
To spend stuff.
Yeah, whatever. Or two pair, you know. Yeah, it's just a really, really cool prize to get to to get to somebody on just an awesome pair of shades.
We're grateful to our partners, Costa, and all the good people there to provide that for our listeners here. And phones are packing up. Only one light open, like Ricky said, at 213-432-1090. You've been trying to get through. It's been a busy morning. There's your chance. JP standing by to take your phone calls.
Well, let's jump into those phones and talk to Dave. He's called us from Anza this morning. Hi, Dave. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Hey, John, congratulations on your upcoming retirement. I guess that means a lot of grandkid time for you. You sure have two cute little ones there. So, hey, I won the first Let's Talk Hookup tournament back in 1995, and I'd have to try to count the number of times I've been down there to the ranch. You know, I've been down there with buddies of mine. I've taken my wife down there several times. I've taken all three of my sons individually, and we even went as a family one time, and each one of those trips was just so unique. I'll never forget that 62-pound Dorado I caught one time, but, great memories. And, John, it was a trophy. but, John, I just want to thank you for all the memories, and I look forward to trying to maybe make one more before you shut down. And question I have for you, John, you know, on an earlier break you had that ad for Rancho Leonero, and that guitar playing in the background, every time I hear that, I feel like I'm in the hammock overlooking the pool on down at your resort there. Is there a name to that song somewhere I can download it so I can listen to it in the future?
Good question.
Yeah, it's a good question.
You know, those spots were done by master production man Bill Corkery Productions Valley, San Diego. And we'll have to ask Bill if he still has that track, because maybe we'll have to play that once the ranch goes away.
Yeah, it is iconic.
Yeah.
We're going to save those archives. How many you must? I don't know how many.
There's a bunch of them.
Made a
bunch
of them.
Yeah,
a
for
bunch
sure.
Of them over the years.
Yeah.
So.
Hey, Dave, thanks a lot for the call. And hope you make your plans to get down to the ranch for sure. And don't forget, you know, time is running out, because basically it's till beginning of November you have to go to the ranch?
December 1st.
December 1st. Okay.
Yeah, through December 1st.
December 1st. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
You have a chance to go. And of course, we still have a couple of rooms left for our Let's Talk Hookup Rancho Leonero tournament,
my
June 3rd.
Three or four
rooms.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All
it's a great opportunity.
And the tournament is free.
Yeah. You know,
get all the stuff. It's a lot of fun.
I might mention
all the people.
I do a lot of tournaments and been in a lot of tournaments and everything. And this one is a real fun, non-competitive. I mean, it's competitive enough, but fun competition.
Yeah.
And it's not cutthroat and everybody's not real hardcore. It's just, you know, light and fun and really good get together.
It's one of the only rules. If you take it too seriously, you get disqualified.
You're out.
Yeah, we don't want any.
If you argue with the judges, you know, it's like you're out.
Yeah,
no whiners.
Yeah.
That's
for
it.
Sure.
For sure.
Hey, I wanted to read a great text that came through. It says, as a listener since the beginning of Let's Talk Hookup and a fisherman, John has always been my favorite guest over the years. His love for what he does is clear. Serving his guests is a priority. I've always enjoyed his calm demeanor and his voice. John, you should do more radio during your next 75 years. Congratulations on creating so many memories for so many people over the years. We love the ranch. That's from Mark in Temecula.
Thank you, Mark.
Nice. I have another great text here from Paul in Rancho Bernardo. And he says, good morning. Hope y'all are well. My question for John Ireland is, if you had to create another fishing resort in Baja Sur, would you consider the Sierra Cortez north of La Paz?
You know, actually, if I were to do it, Mag Bay would be a real choice.
Mag Bay
would be a real choice.
And, yeah, it's funny that there's no resorts out there of any quality.
Right. It's hard to get in and out.
Yeah.
It's all about access. You know,
yeah.
Geographically, it's not real desirable. But you have the fishing outside, on the banks outside, and real inside in those mangroves and all that. It's killer. It's really killer. I mean, for a straight fishing resort, that would be the place.
Yeah. But really, I guess it's just because it's such a long drive from either Laredo or La Paz or Cabo, right? Is that?
I think La Paz is probably the closest, and I think it's 3 hours, something like that drive out.
Tough to create a resort where it's that hard to access.
Yeah, you know, and when it's exclusively fishing, then it's seasonal. You know, it changes things. You know, it certainly has changed at the ranch. You know, the ranch used to be 100%. Fishing, you know,
right,
and it's morphed now to where I'd say honestly it's about half fishing. A lot of people just come down to enjoy the ranch and the area and the reef in front, and not fishing quite as much as they used to. So it's changed.
Well, and realistically, fishing isn't really the driving force for luxury resorts.
Well,
right?
It's a lot like Cabo. You know, I've been down there so long.
I was down in
Cabo before the airport was there. Shows you how long I've been down there. And I think the airport went in 80, 81 maybe. And so it's changed. And I've seen the same thing in Cabo. Cabo used to be, and we are in Cabo, but I mean down by the
airport. You're in Cabo County.
Right. I'm in Cabo County.
Versus like Palmas de Cortez is in La Paz County.
Right.
So it's you're kind of on the line.
Yeah, I'm about 5 miles, 4 or 5 miles into Cabo County. That's not always beneficial because Cabo has the highest property taxes and everything, and we're included. They wrap us into all the high-priced stuff over in Cabo San Lucas. Actually, La Paz is preferable. The Van Wormers are lucky to have La Paz versus Cabo San Lucas.
Do you see big resorts, like what Paul was talking about, starting to develop, like out at Muertos Bay, or what is it called now, Bay of Dreams?
You
see, I mean, that's such a beautiful zone there.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah,
right there.
And it's an hour and a half from La Paz Central.
Beautiful homes
in there
and everything. Again, it's all about geographic desirability and accessibility.
Yeah.
And it's another hard one to get in and out of.
Yeah.
And so that's always kind of gotten in their way. You know, also it's not easy to do business in Mexico. You know, Steve Gaines started that, you know, had Prudential California. And now I think he owns Sotheby's on the California. He's a very sophisticated developer, realtor, and all that. And he went down there and started it, you know, it used to be Bahia de los Muertos, Death Bay,
Death
right?
Bay, yeah.
Now it's Bahia de los Sueños, the Bay of Dreams, yeah, you know. And he, you know, he put a golf course in there. He did a lot. He worked really, really hard at it, and a very sophisticated developer. But he ended up not belly up, but it was very, very difficult for him. And it can be very, very difficult to do business down there.
Sure.
Certainly for gringos.
Well, it's interesting to see all the different developments up and down. Like, we were just in Loreto, and Loreto Central hasn't changed a lot, although it has a little bit. But the big development has come south of Loreto, Loreto Bay, what used to be kind of underdeveloped, is now full-on developing timeshares and things like
right.
that. And then the one south of that is really a big high-end kind of resort there.
Yeah, well, the Slims are involved in a lot of Loreto.
A lot of that, yeah.
A lot of Laredo and yeah. all along the coast.
It's a beautiful right? zone there, but...
They're buying all the
Yeah, but it's all about kind of surrounding golf course. It seems like everything in Baja seems to surround golf courses,
well, that,
right?
That gets back to Cabo San Lucas when I was first down there. There was one, Campo de Carlos was the name of one of the golf courses. There were 2 9-hole golf courses in all of Cabo.
Yeah.
When I first came down and fishing was the game, man.
Yeah.
You know, the tournaments, that was the big deal. And then you just got more... Then you see the golf clubs start coming in on the carousel
yeah.
at the airport and everything. And it's changed. And, you know, over in Cabo, fishing is a minor part of the action
right.
over
yeah.
there. Yeah,
yeah,
it's changed. And
well, it's good for the golf community, you know.
That's
a lot
happening.
Of great places to go.
The East Cape is just the same.
Yeah.
It's exactly the same. I see the same things happening in the East Cape that happened over on the other side in Cabo.
I wonder if they'll develop a golf course in Los Barriles.
There'll be another one in the area. They're putting in the jet port now. You know, there's going to be
a
new
jet?
Airport.
Like a private?
It has to be public.
Okay.
It takes medium to large jets, this one.
Really?
This is Cote de Palmas is heading this out. Iron Gate Development out of Los Angeles. Yeah, they're going to put a big one in down there. And fly jets.
Well, and they have so many high-end residents at Costa Palmas now.
Well,
with their own jets and everything.
And it's interesting, you know, another reason I almost have to go is the cost of construction, for example.
Yeah.
In the last 5 years, it's gone up 4 times at least.
Wow.
Everything is so much more expensive. Hanging on to employees as well, they pay extraordinarily high wages, which is fine and good for the Mexicans and everything, but tough for me to try to compete when they're charging minimum $1,200 a night for rooms, you know, and I'm charging
$200, right. including food.
Yeah, right.
So it's getting harder and harder to hang on to employees. The cost of everything is going through the roof.
Yep.
That East Cape used to be kind of immune from that Cabo influence, but no more.
No more.
So it's a different
time
one.
Time to get down there this year.
Exactly.
Yeah, is the point. Yeah, for sure. Hey, Mike Lum from Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea is on the line. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. John, it's absolutely great hearing your voice and reminiscing as I was listening, reminiscing about all the fabulous trips down to the ranch. And I'm sure everybody that has ever been there holds those memories very fondly. And we thank you for that.
No, thank you, Mike. We'll try to make it down this year, our last year. Be good to see you.
I am trying to fit that in. My schedule these days is rather tight, and so I'm not sure if I'm going to make it, but I'm going to try.
It's great.
I hope so.
Today we're talking about tuna wars, right, Mike?
Absolutely. Speaking of tight schedules, we have Tuna Wars 8 coming up here. It's hard to believe we have had Tuna Wars and the guests coming out from Wicked Tuna for all these years. They have done such a wonderful job helping us get more kids on their first ocean fishing trip. And so this year, a little bit of change. We've added a third boat. So we have the Liberty, of course. The captain on the Liberty is going to be this year Bob Cook, Captain Bob Cook will be leading his team, Fat Tuna. And that's going to be a new addition.
So,
Bob,
Mike,
is a wicked tuna captain.
Hey, so, Mike, on the flyer that I have, it says that Captain Marciano is going to be on the Liberty. Is that incorrect?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Captain Marciano is going to be on the Ocean Odyssey,
okay,
just like he was last year.
Okay.
And that is Team Hard Merchandise. He and his wife, Nancy, will be leading the charge over there. And that boat is completely filled. We had all three of these boats filled. We have had a couple of cancellations, and that's one thing I wanted to mention. If anybody wants to get involved with Tuna Wars, captain's reception is going to be on June the 11th. That's a Sunday. We'll be doing that over at Dana Landing. There's no charge to attend. You can come over and meet the captains, take photographs, autographs, get to know them a little bit, and take part in a big raffle and a lot of great food. There is no charge to get in. There will be a $20 wrist bracelet available if you want the food and drink, but it costs nothing to come enjoy the event and to meet the captains and, like I say, the who's who of fishing there in the area tends to turn out. So it's a very, very fun evening, 5 to 8 on Sunday night, June 11th. And you don't buy tickets, you just show up. And that, that'll be a fun event. But back to the boats. The Ocean Odyssey is Team Hard Merchandise. The Tomahawk has been added back to the lineup, and that will be Team Pinwheel this year. We have Melissa McLaughlin coming out, and she is going to head Team Pinwheel aboard the Tomahawk. And then the Liberty with Taro, there will be Bob Cook and Team Fat Tuna. We have a couple of spots left on the Liberty, and we have, I believe, 3 spots left on the Tomahawk. And
wow.
So if anybody
so
wants
much,
to do
not
that.
Not much space left. So if you want to go,
no.
How do we get on the trip?
Send an email to howard@rollokids.org, howard@rollokids.org, and he'll get you set up. Like I
think
said,
it would be really fun to fish with Marissa there on the Tomahawk.
No doubt.
That would be pretty cool.
She's Pinwheel.
She's really great. You know,
I do, too.
On show and stuff. And then, and also Bob Cook, really cool guy, and fishes actually with Kustler, yeah, kind of a former local Southern California
yacht broker. Yeah, totally, with
Mike. Mike, his brother.
Uh-huh.
His brother, yeah, on Team Fat Tuna. But good guys and certainly good opportunities there on the Liberty there. But I don't know, who are you putting bets on, Mike, that's going to win this year for Tuna World?
Well, you know, the Liberty has won the last 3 years, I believe. Now, that was with Paul. Captain Paul, and he is not coming out this year, so we'll see if Taro can continue the streak. But I'm kind of thinking that Marciano is due, and and I think I'd like to see those guys win again, and that would be fun. I just think we have to keep in perspective. This is a very fun tournament. There's no money involved. It the three largest fish weighed in from each boat is what determines the winner, and the winning team gets embroidered jackets. That's the extent of the prizes that are awarded. But the camaraderie.
What the whole thing is that all the money raised goes to taking kids fishing. So that's the whole.
That's exactly right.
Both on the trips as well as on the captain's reception. So again, howard@rollokids.org, or you can call Howard at 805-598-3401. Get a spot. The last few spots there to go fishing with these celebrity fishermen from the Wicked Tuna Show. And Mike, sure appreciate all your effort for Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea and the hard work that you do. And grab those spots while you can.
Thanks, guys, and we will talk real soon.
All right.
Okay,
see you,
Mike.
Appreciate that, Mike. All right. Hey, Bart Hall's on the line. Good morning, Bart.
Good morning, all you guys. Good morning, Rick and Pete and John.
Hello,
hi, Bart.
You have to explain to people that you did not organize it so that Mike Love and I were on back-to-back.
No, it didn't happen that way. No.
So, John, it's as I listen to all this, it's just all the memories come flooding back and all the great times down there. And I am certainly going to miss it. It's it is truly the end of an era. And you know, my parents used to go down there and stay in the Goodwill in the harbor when it was just one hotel and a cannery. And then when we started going to the ranch, it was like a dream come true. You did a magnificent job of making it what I think Mexican tourism is supposed to be, and you got it right to the pinnacle. And I just want to thank you for all the great times that we've had.
Thanks, Bart. Yeah, it's been a long run and a good one. I'm a lucky guy. I wouldn't change spots with anyone.
Yeah, and yes, it's a beautiful home. Beautiful home up there. I love it. And I'm going to miss you. You know, we had some good shows this year, and always for me, or actually Anero, is at the heart of all that, and that's going to be sorely missed. So,
well, thanks, Bart.
Wanted to let you know that.
Thank you. Thanks. I hope to see you and Jenny this year.
The booth,
well,
too.
We're trying.
Go ahead, Bart.
Interesting thing. We had some help this year from different people. One was Tim Banaka. The other was, of course, my daughter-in-law, Katie. And both of those people had their honeymoon at Rancho Leonero. I remember my granddaughter, when they were coming down there, as they're driving down the road to get to the ranch, she was crying because she thought it was kind of ugly. And then after, when they had to leave, she was crying again because she didn't want to leave.
And yeah. You know, it's going to be sad with the Bart Hall shows of 2024 not to have a Rancho Leonero.
That's what I was going to say. It's right? So iconic. The serapes on the table,
yeah,
and all the
yeah.
fun photos from the year. And, you know, talking to Pam and Phil and John and the whole team that's always there. And just, you know, pointing to big fish. And, you know, hey, we caught this one in June. And there's a picture
yeah.
of Pete with that big rooster fish on the beach. And it's not going to feel the same going to a Bart Hall show and not seeing the team there.
You know, speaking of that, kind of off the subject, is we have all the photos. We have a huge number of photos that we've used at the booth that I've actually taken down to the ranch with different guests that we're going to leave and allow the guests to pick through the old-timer.
Oh, cool.
Oh, that's awesome.
Photos. Yeah,
yeah, so. That'll be awesome. Yeah, yeah, so you better go down and book a trip up to the ranch this year and go claim your photo.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. We've got
you better have the picture by Big Rooster.
Yeah,
yeah. So you better get down there and claim it, Bart.
Actually, I've separated all your stuff, Bart. I have all the photos.
That's awesome.
We've got a number of them.
That's cool. Hey, Bart, great to hear from you. Thanks a lot for the call. Appreciate that very much.
Thank you, Bart.
Phones are packed. Let's jump in.
They really, really are. You got it. How about this time we talk to Kevin? He's calling us from Pacific Beach. Hi, Kevin. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hook Up.
Hey, good morning. Main thing is for John Ireland, thanks for all the years that you've been down there for us and everybody who gets to go to a tranquil place like that. I've been, and it's absolutely great. Now, you always called it your home. Are you still going to reside there? Are we going to still be able to rub elbows with you? Or are you gonna
yeah. So I'm not going anywhere. And I sold the hotel and the north property. I still have property down there and my home, and like you say, I was mentioned earlier, I'll be down there and be fishing more than I did.
Yeah,
you know,
more time to fish.
Yeah, exactly. So, but I'm not going anywhere. We have a home as well here in San Diego, and so we're going back and forth. But really, my residence is down there in Cabo.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call.
I wanted to throw
it
down.
Hey, it's time to find out what's going on the water. It's time for your FishDope.com report, sponsored by our great friends at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Man, they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns. Plus, with Fish Pros the Market, you can purchase their famous spices, their rubs, their pokey kit, and more. Stop by and check them out in their Old Town location on Taylor Street, or you can order online at fishermansprocessing.com. Be sure to make those reservations by texting them at 619-255-3128. And it's time to hear from Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, Ricky. Good morning, Pete. Hey, John Ireland. Here's good to hear your voice always.
Thank you.
I have a real quick story, Pete, and it's going to be fast, and then I'll just get off the phone because I know you're running out of time. John Ireland saved my children's vacation. They came down here right in the beginning of what was going on a couple of years ago, and there was no beaches open anywhere. and John let us use his beach in front of his resort. There was no one there but us. We used the pool, the resort. It was incredible. Thank you very much, John.
Thank you. Welcome. Thank you, David.
Yep, it was incredible. I just like, Pete, give me John's number quick. I can't go to the beach anywhere in Mexico. And Pete and John saved our vacation. Thank you very, very much. And
that's rad, Dave.
Thanks.
And that's all I got. You guys, you got a whole bunch of people waiting on the hold. I'll get off the phone. You know, fishing's good. It never sucks. It's always good to go fishing. There's fish biting everywhere. Just stop the wind for a few minutes.
Yeah, for sure. Fishdope.com. Danny and the boys do such a great job on there. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW. $20 code. And Dave, how do we find you?
Your Saltwater Guide on every piece of social media and every podcast. Your Saltwater Guide. And then I have that website so you can go there and not have to follow the boats around. You can find your own fish. YourSaltwaterGuide.com. And I'll talk to you guys next Sunday.
Sounds good, Dave.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate that. Hey, a fun text came through. Good morning, guys. I'm headed to the ranch in 10 days, and I plan to fish from the beach or a kayak at least one of my days. Could you give me a rundown of some of your favorite must-have lures to bring? That's from Brian in Newport Beach.
You know, anything that topwater lures, anything that pops along the top, is pretty rocky out in front. So you don't want to get a real sinker, you know. Crocodiles work well, but only over the sand, you know, because they sink quick and you get hung up on the rocks. A good recommendation is to bring your mask, you know, and so you can go out and retrieve your lures at the front. People don't, but it's a great way to rather than you see people, you know, with their line and they'll break the lures off and they're still stuck in the rocks. And really, it makes so much more sense to just put on the mask and fish. The water's so warm in front of you.
Yeah.
And you just roll out there and unhook it yourself. But I can't tell you how many lures I retrieve every year. I snorkel out there all the time. They're just all over the rocks, like Christmas trees sometimes.
My favorite lure for fishing right in front of the ranch, and the last two times we went down, that was Dallas and I's favorite thing, is a Lucky Craft. The same Lucky Craft that Gundy talks about fishing for halibut in the surf here. You know, because it doesn't dive more than 2 or 3 feet. It's a suspending jerkbait, and, you know, you fish it right over the top of the reeks, and they've got relatively small treble hooks. So all the, you know, all the different little reef fish and cabrillas, all the way up to, you know, jack crevalles and, you know, needlefish, all that stuff. Like, everything eats a minnow-style bait,
right,
so I really like those Lucky Crafts. And although they're just out now, AFTCO's got a brand new jerkbait out that I think will be a really, really good one for down there.
I was talking to Robbie yesterday at the Dana Landing thing about those.
Yeah.
They sound great.
Yeah. Haven't got to fish with it yet, but it sure got the looks. It's got really good-looking hardware, size is right, style's right, so that might be one worth thinking about too.
Right.
And also that 140 Colt Sniper jerkbait.
Totally.
That Shimano has.
Totally.
That's that smaller size jerkbait.
And I think I would do the jerkbait over the stickbait because it rides higher in the water.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good call. Big.
People don't realize how shallow it is in front. It's a real gradual drop-off, so you can be 20, 30 yards out, and you're only in 4 or 5 feet of water.
Yeah.
So that's a fact. So it's really, really easy to get hung up. A lot of people are using Shimano wax wings, too.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good call.
Wax
yeah, totally.
Yeah,
yeah.
Those are effective.
And I guess they've redesigned the wax wing now. It's more durable. I was talking to watch for that. It's coming out soon. Hey, thanks a lot for that text. Dave from Mission Viejo says, my son and I have been coming to Rancho Llanero since he was 9 years old. He's now 35. And taking me on a fishing trip. We're coming to Rancho Llanero in September, and it's for the first time we are not bringing our own fishing gear. Is there any terminal tackle we should be bringing in our carry-ons? And are there restrictions on what can be brought in our carry-on bags?
Yes. Yes, there are. They don't like lures for whatever reason with the hooks.
Nothing with hooks. No tools.
Nothing with hooks. If I was going to recommend they bring anything, it would be maybe Rapalas. Our problem, we have Rapalas down there, but they, you know, one or two Wahoo strikes, they're done, right? So that's if there one lure I would bring down is CD18 Rapala. That's my favorite lure, especially when you're coming down in September like you are. Real good chance you run into Wahoo. a real, real effective lure.
So you may have to check a bag.
Yeah.
If you're
gonna
bring, you want to bring lures, you have to.
If you want to bring reels, you need to check a bag.
Line. Flyers.
Yeah. All that stuff. Yeah, they won't allow line.
Yeah, they're
like fluorocarbon. They you want to bring fluorocarbon, they won't allow
that. You can't have a loose spool of line.
Yeah.
You can't have your pocket full of hooks. You can't have your needle nose pliers. Like,
right.
You just kind of have to check
pretty it. Pretty much have to check it.
I don't get the line. I don't get.
I know.
Yeah, the line I don't get. But
what are you going to tie everybody up?
You can use your shoelaces.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's like, come on, guys.
What are we doing here?
But all that said, you got to check that stuff.
Check
it
on the way down. Give it to your Pongero and don't have it, and then you can carry on
the way back.
Yeah.
Good idea.
And I look forward to seeing you both.
All right.
After all these years.
Yeah, how about that, huh?
Hey, all right, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Cook Up coming away, including a whole lot more of your phone calls. We did have one line just pop back open. That's 213-432-1090. More Let's Talk Cook Up when we return on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Cook Up app.
Low, low, low gas prices. Great service and free ice is what Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena is all about. Or your car, truck, and especially your trailer boat. You need Summit Gasoline. The savings are substantial when you fill up at the Summit, but they don't compromise on service. No way. The great staff is attentive, friendly, and ready to help. When you pull up to the pumps, notice how clean it is, the great sound system, and of course, the low gas and diesel prices. Walk into the Summit Gasoline Bistro and check out the selection of frozen bait and chum, the top-of-the-line Italian coffee, and so much more. Now, hear this. Get 100 pounds of ice free with a 35-gallon minimum purchase, and stock up on snacks, beer, water, soda, and fishing licenses for your trip. Just when you need low gas prices most, Summit Gasoline at the Sports Arena comes to the rescue. Summit Gasoline. Low prices, friendly staff, free ice, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hook Up listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Safe travel should always include travel insurance. This is Bob Dawson at Dawson & Associates. We offer many different plans, from one-year plans to single-trip plans. Traveling twice or more a year, an annual plan will cover most every trip that you make. Also, if you get injured on a trip, it'll fly you back home or fly you to a hospital of your choice, and it's worldwide coverage once you're 100 miles from home. So call me at 619-990-3068 or go to safariglobaltravel.com.
Seasoned long-range fishermen know that the Red Rooster 3 is the finest fishing vessels in terms of technology, design, speed, comfort, and safety. This 105-foot sport fishing yacht meets every demand for comfort while delivering an unforgettable fishing vacation. Captain Andy Cates and crew are experienced, friendly, and sincere in their desire to help you have the trip of a lifetime. Book a trip on the Red Rooster 3, and you'll be back. Trips go fast. So check RedRooster3.com or call Lee Palm Sport Fisheries at 619-224-3857.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Talking Rancho and Arrow. Phones are packed. Text R2. It's been a busy show.
Yeah, let's jump into the phones.
That sounds great. How about this time we talk to Sean, and Sean's calling us from Lomita this morning. Hey, Sean, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. You know, here in the end of the ranch, I feel like I'm coming in from one of the greatest tuna trips ever on a boat. And the trip is over, but you had a great time. So I just want to say thank you from all of us. It's like a secret sanctuary is being discovered, but it is what it is. Just want to say thanks again. Hey, my first trips down to the East Cape, I went to saw Chewy over at Club Spa Buena Vista. I heard they had a fire a few years back. Is that hotel still back into action? And also, what's crazy story that you have from fishing?
No, it's actually Buena Vista Beach Resort Hotel now. It's a mouthful, but they're fine. And I didn't hear about a fire. But they're certainly in business and moving along, and the boys are doing a good job over there.
Now, the old Punta Colorado was leveled, right?
Right. Well, yeah. now we're Punta Colorado, that spa he was asking about.
Oh, no, yeah. I mean, but it's just as far as Punta, other hotels.
Yeah, Punta Colorado, changes are happening in the area in a big way. Hotel Punta Colorado is leveled now.
And they're going to develop houses?
For me, it's a sad thing to see. You know, Bob Sr.
Oh, yeah, that was their original resort, right?
He was my mentor, yeah. And that was his love, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. So to see that go down was kind of traumatic, but, just kind of a sign of the time. And I was talking to Chucky Van Wormer, who's leading out there for the Van Wormer family. They own the property, of course, and they're co-venturing, I believe. They're building 3 hotels, is my understanding.
Wow.
On that property.
But
they're co-venturing with the developers. I don't know exactly the details.
Such a beautiful piece of property.
Yeah, no doubt.
What a gorgeous piece of property. You know, water has always been the issue there. High salt content in the water. They're kind of a dry floodplain where they are. But now with the municipal water as it is and all that, they're running water.
They can bring water in.
They are bringing water in.
Oh, really?
Like Lighthouse Estates and all that. There was that whole end from La Rivera south it's all the way around it, actually to San Jose. It's pretty arid in there. So they either have to pipe the water in or truck it in.
Yeah.
And so now they're piping in the municipal waters.
Wow.
All the areas. Same thing with the ranch. You know, when I first started the ranch, municipal water, of course, was not available. So we put in our own water system, our own wells and everything.
Yeah.
And they've actually worked better and more dependable, better water and everything than the municipal. But it's all changing. Now they're trying to force us into
To get you there.
Yeah, they don't want us selling their water, right? And so...
if you're drawing the water, they're saying it's their water?
Oh, yeah, it's so different. You know, there's no agrarian rights down there. You own the surface of the land. So if, for example, someone were to find gold under my property or oil or something, it wouldn't be mine. So you don't want them to find that kind of stuff. They'll just take the property and mine it from you. There's absolutely no agrarian rights.
And that's like the government would do that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, they'll do all kinds of stuff.
Interesting, huh? Yeah. Hey, Kevin in San Clemente asked a good question about what's your most seasoned captain, and can you reserve a particular captain at Rancho Leonero?
You can. We've got a bunch of seasoned captains. Gosh, you know, we've got good ones. Hector, Jorge, Ramon, you name it. We've got a number of seasoned
Who's
captains.
Who's your favorite?
You know, Hector, I just mentioned him. Hector, Jorge is a real effective. Probably our most requested captain is Jorge.
Jorge.
He's a little fish killer. He really, really is. Yeah. And you can reserve the boats ahead of time.
With the captains.
Yeah, and I don't mean to leave any captains out. All of our guys have been with us forever. And something you need to keep in mind, they're all from La Rivera, and their fathers, their grandfathers, their great-grandfathers, they're probably 20th generation fishermen.
Yeah.
So they're really good fishermen.
And you know who knows all the captains?
Who's
Pamela.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah.
If you call the Rancho Leonero booking office and talk to Pam, she'll tell you who the hot shots
she
are.
Knows she better
she's,
than I
she's
do.
She's hardcore fisherman.
Yes.
And just the boats and their accommodations on the boats and, you know, whether it's a cruiser with a crew member or it's a super pong with a captain, she just knows everything about it.
Right.
She really does.
Yeah.
She
and so, speaking of which, boats, pongas, you have kind of a mixture of, you're mostly super pongas, right?
Yeah, we have 7 super pongas and 4 or 5 cruisers. So,
5 cruisers.
Yeah.
And you have a couple deluxe cruisers.
Right. We have a couple deluxe, couple twins, and then 2 singles.
Yeah.
And what's happening now a lot is it's changing on the East Cape. You know, when the marina came along, some of the bigger boats that you can't pull up on the beach started showing up. And they become much, much more popular. They take 6 passengers rather than 4 on the standard super cruiser. And a little bit more money, but they're extremely popular.
Yeah.
So there's a
more
lot
comfort.
Of that. More comfort. So now there's a whole fleet of independent boats out there, higher-end twins that run anywhere between $1,000 and $2,000 a day.
How do you find the independents?
Oh, we take care of all that for
you. Oh, okay.
Or
if you want to, I want a deluxe twin diesel cruiser.
Yeah.
You know the people.
Again, go to Pamela.
Yeah.
And she'll call Eddie. and he'll arrange
he'll
it.
Find
so,
it.
Yeah, but they're all very nice boats. You get what you pay for.
Yep.
And they're all very, very nice boats, well crewed, and of course, English speaking captains. And
I still like the old style Superman.
Me too, man. Yeah, me too.
And they're really popular. It's yeah. really interesting. He was real short. Is a lot of the guys that come down and fish the Super Pongas have their own boats. They have their own crewed yachts and stuff. And so they feel like we're getting away from fishing. They don't want to interfere with their crew because that's what they're getting paid for. But they feel like they're getting a little left out. So they'll come down and jump in one of those Super Pongas, you know, mano a mano with the captain and go out there and really get in the water and actually fish themselves. It's interesting how many of our guests, that's exactly what they do.
I really like marlin fishing. It's just one of my things. East Cape's one of the best places in the world to fish for marlin. But my dad couldn't care less about it. And we would go all the time, every year together. It's my most favorite memories of fishing with Dad are down there. And there was nothing he liked better than being in a Super Ponga, trolling the beach for a rooster fish. Rooster. I mean, he would take that over absolutely. There could be 10 marlin a day and just like, no, I think we should fish the beach, man. I'm feeling it. You know? And it was just his favorite thing in the world. It's calm and it's beautiful. And you see the comb of the rooster fish come up
yeah.
and your bait gets all electric up on the surface and you feel the bites. And it was just, there's nothing like being down there on the yeah. on the beach like that. It's so, so unique.
Well, the rooster fishing in particular is unique because it's real, real visual, you know. You're trolling along the beach looking for them. No, they're a slow trolling bait, very slow trolling. But normally what you do is you run along at five or six knots, eyeballing, right, looking down in the water. And when you see them, then you throw on them. And it's all surface stuff, very visual. They're fun fish.
Yeah,
they're really
so good.
And, of course, we get some of the biggest rooster fish in the world right there. We get some whoppers. You know,
for sure.
Quite a few 90-pounders every year released.
That perfectly leads into our next text question, and it's from Rob from looks like Long Beach. Says, what's the best time of year to target big rooster fish down at the ranch? And that was from Rob.
Right about Let's Talk Hook Up tournament time.
Yeah, that early June period.
Yeah, I'd say June, July, into August. It start waning a little bit in September later on in the year. But it seems this is for the big guys. They're around year round. We're catching them now that are up to 15 pounds and all that. But another month or so, I don't know where the great big ones go.
Yeah.
But then they really start coming in a big way here in any time now, actually.
During the hookup tournament, Dad caught a 70-pounder, and that was his most prized catch. Of all the fish that he got to catch over the years, his most prized catch was a 70-pound rooster during our tournament.
That's
years
a big
ago.
One.
Totally.
They and they're so photogenic, too.
The best.
Pull up the plume and everything on your lap, and there's nothing like them.
Oh, right? Yeah, for sure. Well, let's jump back in the phones, Rick.
That sounds good to me. How about this time we talk to Don, who's calling us from Temecula. Good morning, Don. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Never been out to the ranch. Wanted to plan a trip soon. If I bring my family, what can they do to stay occupied if I'm out fishing?
There's lots to do. Good question. Thank you. There's lots to do. We've got a great reef right in front of the hotel, a great snorkeling reef, real warm water, very shallow, full of fish, and it's amazing for the kids, the whole family. We've got stand-up paddle boards, we've got kayaks. Another thing real popular now is ATV rentals. You can get a single, side-by-side, two-seater, four-seater, and run up and down the beaches, up the washes, and that's a real popular pastime there at the ranch and just hanging out around the pool. It's beautiful and there's always families there. Now it's turned into a real family spot. So if you have kids, you know, kids enjoy other kids more than they do adults. So
you have games, you have horseshoes. And
yeah, we do. We took out the horseshoes. Now we have the bean toss.
Oh, the bean toss.
Cornhole.
Cornhole,
okay.
There it is.
Yeah, it's going to be popular.
Yeah, we've got two or three of those, and they're real popular. But there's plenty to do on the ranch. You know, there really, really is, and time goes by very fast. It really does. It's
sure.
a great spot for the family, Don. They'll enjoy it.
I have a great text here from, hey, thanks for the call. Bill from Mission Viejo. John, I was at the ranch 2 years ago for my first time with my son and wife. It's exactly as you say, old-style Mexico with all the modern amenities. Truly, it was a trip of a lifetime, and I hope to do it one more time. Thanks for the perfect memories.
Thanks,
yeah.
Bill. Come on down.
Yeah, but you better get on it,
yeah,
right?
You have a run
so,
out of time.
Yeah,
course.
So kind of give us a rundown on that. I mean, there's spots available. We have, like you say, three or four rooms left on the Let's Talk Hookup tournament.
Yeah, there's,
But there's spots here and there from now through November.
Through the season. Yes, there is. Yeah, we have rooms available.
Yeah.
We do.
And the prices haven't really changed.
No, I didn't change.
You're not doubling the price because it's the last year or anything like that. Totally, it's still the same.
Right, just the opposite.
Still all inclusive, right?
I'd like to have the last year free if I could.
Yeah.
To thank everyone for all that.
Yeah. It's time to make a reservation at the ranch.
Oh yeah, definitely. Definitely, and it's quite a bit busier than normal. I'd say we were looking at the numbers. We're about 60% ahead of normal, give you an idea. The reservations are way ahead. But we still do have rooms, and I encourage you to please come down and enjoy our last year at the ranch.
All right. Hey, a fun story, Texas. This is, good morning, Mr. Ireland. Can you please tell us your aha moment when you knew that Rancho La Arenero was going to be a success? And that's from Mark in Fallbrook.
Ah.
Yeah, that would be that snorkeling time. That first time I went out snorkeling on that reef in front. And there was a school of Jack Crevel. And I swam right up to them and touched one of them. They were totally unafraid of me. And there was big parrotfish. It was just incredible.
Life story. Everywhere.
Yeah, and I'd lived over in Kauai for a number of years and all that. And the difference in the snorkeling on the ranch between a ranch and Hawaii was incredible. It was marked. Anyway, I came back out of the water with goosebumps, literally. And I had to be involved. I had to buy it if I could.
I found it. This is it.
Well, but, you know, then it was like, this is too good to be true. It was like a park, right? I said, can I actually purchase something like this? And this is Mexico, and there's got to be a skeleton in the closet. So I spent a good year and a half trying to find a problem, and I couldn't. And so we went ahead and got it.
Thank God.
And when you got it, how many rooms were there?
There was no rooms.
No rooms at all.
There was just the old original building, and it was full of sand. The roof was off. So
a lot of scorpions in there, probably. Yeah.
There was everything. There still are.
Part of that old world Baja style, right?
Yeah, that's old Baja. Yeah. Little buggy down there. It's part of the deal.
It's part of the deal. Yeah, it's just part of the deal.
I love it. That's why I love that place so much.
We do our best to keep them down, but.
Yeah, I don't, you know.
No, it's not.
It's not an issue.
Well, you're on that point, you know, surrounded by the water, and that really knocks down the mosquitoes and everything.
Yeah.
Nothing really likes that salt layer.
Yeah. So. No, that's good.
All right. Hey, let's jump back into the phones. Talk to Eric calling us from Valley Center this morning. Hi, Eric. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, guys. What a wonderful show you got going there. And I was just going to ask John, when you leave, are the new owners going to keep the place open, or are they going to tear it down?
Good question. I don't think they're going to be tearing it down. Not immediately, anyway. I don't think they really have a good idea what they're going to do.
They're not going to run the resort as it sits today.
No, that those days are going to be over. You know, these are high end developers. They're going to build real, real nice stuff. They're the main developer of Punta Mita, if you're familiar with Punta Mita, outside of Puerto Vallarta. Very, very high end. Very nice what they're going to do, and they're great people. It's the Sada family out of Monterey. They're the number one family, actually, in Monterey. They donated the university, the hospital. Just got through building the $700 million soccer stadium. There's something.
Yeah.
Wow. They build high rises and whatever. But they're all young. It's very interesting. The whole development team and investors, there's not one that's, even, for me, they're young. They're not one that's even 50 years old.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah. There's something. So. And they really know what they're doing. Very professional. Everything is in English. They have their engineers and everything. It's interesting watching them work because they know what they're doing. So anyway, it's going to be good. It's going to be nice. Long story short, and if they do keep the hotel open, it's not going to be a fishing resort. It'll be
some kind of high-end boutique hotel.
Higher end, yeah. My guess would be they're going to keep it open mainly to provide for their engineers, their construction people, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
We don't know.
You don't have to care either.
No, I care.
Of course you care.
I should care. Say yeah.
That. That's not exactly true, but I don't know.
Yeah, you just don't know. It's just, it is what it is,
yeah.
Right?
Exactly, yeah.
It's them. Hey, last text from Robert in Canyon Country just says, I caught a 45-pound rooster fish right in front of Rancho Llanera. I will miss the best place in Baja.
Yeah, well, what right. A great a great way to finish. And when we come back, we're going to find out who's got themselves a great pair of glasses. We're giving away some Costa Del Mars and more with John when you stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hook Up on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hey, we're so lucky here in San Diego. We have fantastic weather and great fishing. We also have three great shops to take care of anglers. Hi, this is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We call it the one-stop shopper, a great day on the water, because it truly is. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop headed by Johnny is certainly one of the best. We have you covered from bay bass to big tuna. Plus, we have Doug, one of the finest reel repair guys around. For freshwater tackle, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. Jeet and the guys have the best rod and reels, the hottest lures, and live bait. Our newest shop is Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, growing their stock of both fresh and saltwater tackle right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, 94 to Broadway in Lemon Grove. And Dana Landing is next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150, available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, New Loan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, and it's time to find out the big winner of our prize here, whether they, we have a caller or a texter. John's going to do us the honor of our Costa coin. All right. We have a caller today, so congratulations, Dawn in Temecula. You have yourself a brand new pair of Costas coming your way. You get to pick anything off the Costa website, up to $300. Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations. And John, hey, this is not the end of Rancho Llanera, but it's
right.
Almost the end. So, yeah. Of course, we'll have you back before
you better
the end
let
of the
me
year.
Back
oh, for sure.
Lifetime.
But, yeah, for sure. But if somebody wants to go to the ranch, you have until December 1st.
Yeah, till December 1st. And we are very, very, very busy, but yeah. We do have rooms available. I strongly encourage you to come down and visit.
Get on it. And if you want to join us for our Let's Talk Hookup tournament with $1,000 cash from Statewide Strikes and Dave and a trip, a credit on your bill or another trip to Rancho Llanera
and
is a prize.
Very, very good company.
Yeah, very good. Oh, it's a great nice group of people. Yeah, super
sure.
Good people and super fun event, too.
Exactly.
June 3rd through the 7th, I'll be down there and hanging out with you. I'm looking forward to that.
Absolutely.
If somebody wants to come for that or any other event down at Rancho Llanera, how do we get a hold of you?
Call Pam at 800-646-2252 or RanchoLlanera.com.
Yeah, and they, like you say, there's scattered rooms all the way through,
right.
Till the bitter end there.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
And
yeah.
And this is from now until December 1st is the prime time.
Right, and I strongly encourage you. I'd love to see everybody.
Yeah, for sure.
And I appreciate everybody's patronage over all these years.
Yeah, man. Oh, yeah. We appreciate you and what you've done down there. And that's the most important thing. Hey, Thanks to JP for manning those busy phones this morning. And thanks to Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. And we will be back next Saturday. Captain Jimmy Kingston.
Hey.
Binocular expert and expert fisherman here. Champion fisherman, I should say. And then next Sunday, Captains Matt Barlow and Ryan Block from the Limpness out of Daniel Landing in Mission Bay. Thanks to all of you out there, and thanks for all your support, your texts, your calls. And we'll see you right back here next week on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. So let's talk about that.